Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, good morning. It's JJ and Joanne at WOMC Radio in Detroit. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call.
You are the man of the hour, my friend. The man of the hour. Good for you.
Well, I appreciate it, but I'm not just the story, man. Flint made history this weekend. We have now our second day with no arrests, no fires, no injuries. And we had protests and demonstrations on the front lawn yesterday, and everybody was just making Flint the example.
But you know what? You set an amazing example as the county sheriff for Genesee County, Chris Swanson, is with us. And take us back to the moment when you decided on Saturday, the moment that has gone viral, to take off your riot gear and walk with protesters, join the protesters in Flint.
Well, I could tell you, it started when I became a police officer 27 years ago, and it is a culture you have to build in. It's a heart that you have to have serving people. We always know in police work, during a crisis, you always respond the way you're trained and your experience. So what happened over the last week and 1 week ago, when all we needed to see is 8 minutes, 46 seconds, that wiped away years of police-community relationships, and the tensions continued to build, and it went crazy over the weekend and popped off everywhere. We could feel that same tension here in Flint. We've been through poverty, crime, water crisis, pandemics, and we don't need another crisis, but it was here in our front porch. And all night on the Saturday, we're watching them march back and forth, and we're blocking traffic. And then all of a sudden, it turned towards the local Flint Township Police Department. And when it turned towards there, we saw what happened to sheriff's offices and PDs across the nation. And I'm like, I can't believe this is happening. As they're marching down the street, the 4 to 5 the line, cops in the headgear and shields, batons, and what you see everywhere. And I'm literally thinking to myself, this is nuts. Like, how did we get here? We've done so many. A week ago, we were the heroes. Now we're the villains. And, you know, I walked up the line because I'm a frontline leader and I love what I do. And I saw the first fist pump into the crowd by a guy named Chad Miller from Flint Township. And I saw a little mini hug happen. And I looked down the line. I thought, this is it. Took off my helmet. The officers put their batons down. I walked in the middle of the crowd, found the first shot caller and said, hey, bro, gave him a big old man hug and said, I want you to know that guy's not who we are. And he says, tell the people. I said, get their attention. So we got their attention and I addressed it and I let them know that we stand with them, that we love them. We will work with them. But I'm telling you, the second question is what made history. And that is, what do I need to do now? And the crowd said, walk with us. And that was a glorious moment, and that's what turned the tide.
You know, can we, I don't know what your schedule looks like, but can we offer to pay for your flight to Minneapolis, Philadelphia, New York, Miami, Detroit? Can we offer that?
Man, my heart
would do it.
Those folks.
I would do it out of my own pocket to get you to these places to send that message to every community across America right now.
You know, there's 800,000 cops in around the country that are doing a great job, and my heart bleeds for DPD and Kalamazoo and Lansing and all my brothers around the nation. And I love setting the tone, and I would hope that everybody lays down their sabers today and the police start from the top and leadership steps out from conference rooms and podiums and from intel centers and walks into the middle of the crowd. I'm not trying to be a hero. Please understand my heart. But the people want to be heard and they want action. They don't want lip service. And when they see your heart and they know you've been there, and these are street savvy folks, and they're going to see, if you, are you a man or woman of your word, or are you just giving a lip service? They're tired of it, which is why they're so frustrated. So that message has to be carried on the police side first, and if the protesters didn't hear what I had to say and embrace what I wanted to do, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'd be a stat, because that was probably the least tactical thing I could do.
We're going to be talking to Detroit Police Chief James Craig later in the show this morning as well. Any special message for Jim?
Well, I have great respect for DPD. My dad was DPD. My grandpa's DPD. I would just encourage my brother to just stay in the middle of the community. He's made some great statements over the last week. I have great respect for the chief. I think the people of Detroit respect him. I've never met him personally. I would encourage my brother to just stay the course, get into the community, use those relationships, and the folks on the other side have to listen as much as they want us to.
Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, America's hero over the weekend. Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
That's humbling. It's the police and the protesters that get that credit. So much love to you all.